Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Now, there's a lot of rumors going around of what happened on that day. One of the theories is that they found in a phone. He went through a phone, and on a phone he found some text messages from a South African rugby player on Valentine's Day, right? Now, I don't know if you've ever been to South Africa, but in South Africa, rugby is more popular than legless running. It goes rugby, legless running, cricket. Legless running is their second sport. You wouldn't have thought that. Anyway, I'm going to reenact what I believe happened that day. To do that, I will now be doing a South African accent. Now, I know many of you can't tell the difference between my accent and a South African accent. Here's the difference. Picture my accent, but I'm punching a black person. What I'm trying to say is South Africans are horrible people. So, she's coming out of the shower. She's been drying her hair. She's listening to Rodriguez or something. She comes out. He's laying on the bed. He looks up at her. He's holding the phone. And he goes, "What the fuck is this? I have been through your phone. You have been texting a rugby player." And she's like, "Ah, fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you are? Who am I? Oscar Pistori is the greatest legless runner that has ever been. That's who the fuck I am. Well, I would rather be with a rugby player. At least he is a whole man, not a three-quarter man like you." "I know." "Ah, fuck you. No. Fuck you, I am leaving you." And then she like storms out of the room. And then he was like, "You fucking bitch. I hate you. You will rue the day that you left Oscar Pistorius the Blade Runner. Don't go anywhere. I hate you." That's where he keeps his legs.
Without the rules. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Hey, remember my show Alter Eagle? He was a guy whose altered personality was he was an eagle.
I remember.
Is this a bit that I forgot about?
No, I remember it.
I remember Alter Eagle.
He was Salt Crimes, guys. You don't remember? Salt Crimes.
Please don't let me. How would he solve crimes, boys?
All right, here's the thing. Like, if you're... Okay, I forgot. He's a detective. Hey, by the way, patent pending and trademark or whatever you say, because I don't want people...
Verbal trademark is all that's like. Sure.
Here's what's happening. He's a detective, right? Okay, as a normal person, yeah, okay, you could get clues. But you know who have really good eyes? Eagles. So he turns into an eagle and goes back to the crime scene as an American bald eagle. And he solves the crime by looking for clues and asking mice. Oh, he could also talk to mice. And they solve crimes. What do you think? Pick it up?
This is a terrible show.
See, four seasons in a movie. What do you think?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Two seasons and then one season on Netflix.
Maul says his catchphrase is "scream."
Exactly. Perfect. Ah, awesome. Taking that. That going on my show.
Rebel trademark.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Hey.
Tuesday night, everybody. That means it's Dutch and Royce time here at morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. If you want to get in touch with the show or go to morelikeradio.com/live. I am Joel Dutch Van Wiggerden here with Royce Marie Lopez.
Hey, what's up?
And Marie Royce Lopez.
Hi.
And Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
Niho Langasi Goy.
We also, if you want to check the video out, like I said earlier, morelikeradio.com/live, but also we're also on youtube.com/morelikeradio for the live broadcast there, or go to tune in on your phone, whatever you want to do to listen to us. I had an adult party again this weekend, and I told a couple of people about the show, so they might be listening for the first time. So thank you, new people who I met this weekend at an adult party, which we've discussed before, Royce, are the best kind of parties ever. Basically, the ones that have, you know, they leave a lot of beer left over and a shitload of food. Nobody gets weird or crazy, except for my brother's friend. He invited this girl over who was basically wearing, like, it was like 70 degrees out, and she was wearing a hoodie with the hood pulled up and the strings pulled. You ever know those people? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you, man. Sorry.
Okay, I'm still fiddling with the... I understand, but what about the other two idiots on the show?
So basically, the hoodie part of the jacket looked like Kenny from South Park?
Yeah. And she was doing this like in the middle of the afternoon, at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went to my brother. I was like, why would you... Who is this bitch? She's weirding everyone out. Like, they... It was one of those kind of parties where, like, you know, everybody's there. Where, you know, we're all in our 30s at this point. And, you know, and at one point, well, basically what was happening was is that it was a whole, like, work party for Kelsey's nurse friends. So, like, all these doctors and nurses and everybody came over and everybody got hammered. And so, like, you have these, like, medical professionals who are like, we should play some college games. Let's play Flip Cup. And so we sat at this huge table, and I have people who've gone to, like, you know, 10 years of medical school, and they're all playing Flip Cup. It was a lot of fun, except for when Hoodie Girl, we'll just call her Kenny, because that was a good reference there.
You're welcome.
Kenny comes to the table, and she's, like, on purpose refusing to, like, be good at, like, trying to flip the cup over. She's, like, hits it really hard. And, like,
was she doing
it, like,
a bit?
I don't know what she was doing, but she was like giggling and laughing at everything. I think she was on something. But at a certain point at the night, and I'm sure you guys have had this before too, where we were like, I went to Nate and I was like, you got to get her out of here. Just, dude, she's making everyone uncomfortable. Everybody's like looking sideways. Like, it was all fun and games until she showed up. Like, just get her out of here, dude.
Or at least make her, you know, stop doing the bit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what her deal was, but she was making everybody uncomfortable. She was one of those ones that would, like, hover over conversation and then, like, inject what she thought was a joke and then do, like, a high-pitched giggle laugh. It was very uncomfortable for everybody involved.
Okay.
So, it looks like it's just me and the cake show as of right now. Hopefully everybody can hear us. But, yeah, Marie and Royce are probably, they had to bang. They looked at each other and were like, oh, they just got to overcome by emotion. And they're fucking right now. What? So, yes, that's what happens. I have a telepathic thing with Royce Poo in that he was just like, I got to bang Royce, or Royce. I got to bang Royce himself, and then Marie's going to help.
So you were at a party, and I was at a party.
Yes, I was going to say, what'd you do this weekend?
I worked my first birthday party, child's birthday party.
As?
Deadpool.
Oh, okay. So you're doing the character shit now, too?
Well, no. One of the girls that works at Tate's, her friend's autistic son, was having a birthday party at like a Chuck E. Cheese style place, except it was all bounce houses indoors. And the kid only had.
I've seen those before. Yeah,
I felt that the kid has like 23 kids in his class, and only four of them RSVP'd. So it was just
it's like the size of my family.
So it's like four kids, and then like their friends, but they wanted a little bit more. Like the kid really likes comic books, so he asked a lot of the friends that cosplay at the store, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing anything Saturday. I'll do it. It's fine. So. I got to let you know, the only real like character that I had that the kids would probably know would be Deadpool. And he's kind of violent.
Right. Sort of. I don't know if that's like, if that's the greatest one for a kid's party, but did they know who you were?
Oh, my God. As soon as I put on the costume and I was walking around like because there's like several other parties going on in the different rooms. Everyone already knew who I was, and this kid, and the thing is, I mentioned he was autistic. I didn't know he was autistic until the end of the party, because all of the parents are kind of like filled with emotion, like all the moms, because the kid is really awkward. He doesn't like he doesn't do well with groups, and he doesn't like people touching him or whatever. So the kid was like grabbing my hand, shaking my hand, and like parading me around, and it was cool. Was that like a party of four turned into like all the other parties, because I guess they were all kind of lame or whatever. They all just came and they just started just like, and they basically crashed his party, and so, he ended up having like 40 people in his party.
Hold on. I have a question. Like, how did you get involved in doing this in the first place? Like, you just knew somebody and you were like, hey, I can be a character for, like, how did this even come up in the first place?
She knows a lot of the close friends that work at Tate's that cosplay and often go to like conventions and whatnot, and basically did like a group message and asked if anybody can show up at this party, whether it be for 30 minutes or for an hour. It would really make the kids' day. And
okay,
and so it was me, and then like
did you get paid?
No, I did it for free. It was fine. Well,
oh, fuck that noise. Well, I used to DJ people's parties for free, and then I was like, this is a lot of work. No, I'm fucking, well, then again, there's a little difference between, bringing in all that equipment. As far as my thing goes, you're just slipping into something that you would like to wear all the time.
But I did it as a favor for my friend. So ended up like taking care of me like later. But
like hand jobs or
no, like beers and shit, like afterwards. Oh. Yeah, and then they gave me like a couple hundred dollars in Tate bucks, which is like the gift cards for the store.
So you have a couple hundred dollars worth of Chuck E. Cheese dollars?
No, like the comic book store.
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, I said they gave me money for the comic book shop. They have gift certificates, and they gave me like a couple hundred dollars in gift certificates for the shop, which if you've never been to the comic book shop, it's huge.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the last time I was actually in a comic book store. It's been a long time.
But it was funny because like there was a lot of like I was overhearing like parents when I was getting paraded around, like the dads. You can tell that the dads did
Who
not want
to be
there. Who is
that handsome hairy guy in that outfit?
I had a couple moms like hit on me.
Where did they hit your button?
Yeah, they did that too.
I was going to say, I can only imagine when you're wearing like something that's full spandex, like the amount of groping you probably that happens.
I gave a lot of high fives to kids, and they were asking me a lot of questions. It was adorable. They're like, so who's the toughest guy you ever fought? And like, did it?
They were talking to you like, well, hold on. What was the average age of the kids there?
They were like 5, 6, 7 years old.
Oh, okay. Like kids. Okay.
Yeah. And like one of the kids was like, how did it feel when you got your hand cut off in the movie? And I go, what? Wait, how did you see my movie? And I was like, I don't even care. It was great. Cause I got all the funds from that movie. So thank you for your support.
Nice. Did you curse in front of any of the children?
No. Cause I can.
Come on, man. You got to stay in character.
There's like the R-rated character, and then there's the character that I do when, because I do events at the comic book shop, and so I can multitask, like being like adult and dirty to like the teenagers, and then go right back to being like PG with.
Okay, first of all, that sounded really bad.
Anything I said that sounds really bad, like John worked a child's birthday party. That sounds really bad.
No. Nobody ever views you as a creepy. Me, even in the chat room, they're saying that. Like, let's see. Yeah, I don't understand why John doesn't get his dick wet more. He's so nice. One of the listeners said they would totally grope you. No, I mean, yeah, nobody would ever like peg you as a pedophile. That's fucking Sean's thing, not you.
No, but it was just kind of because I told them, I was like, look, I mean, I have a Captain America, but no one's going to get the reference of the Captain America that I do, because the Captain America I have is before he got like the main suit when he was in World War II. So wearing like motorcycle jalik with, yeah, I have right. that. So it's like, my other one is Deadpool. And she goes, perfect. He loves Deadpool. I'm like, okay.
All right, cool.
But it
maybe
was
that's
me
like a good shift, knowing that like parents are like cool with their kids knowing, like, you know what I mean? Like, just when we grew up, everything was antiseptic. There was no cursing, no sex on TV, no nothing. Now it seems like everybody's kind of, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, because we'll have to just see what happens to these kids when they get older, when they're actually exposed to all that, what our parents would call filth at an early age. But
what I found really cool was when the kid was parading me around, because he barely had any people in his party, and all the dads are just there on their phone, like doing fantasy football. Like, they saw me and they're like, and I can hear them like as I walk by, they go, oh, I wish this party had Deadpool. But I felt really good afterwards when I found out that the kid was like autistic, and it was one of those things that like, that's why the most of the kids.
Why would that make you feel good?
You were
because I made the kid's day.
You were happy. Sorry. You were happy that he was autistic.
No, I was happy that I made the kid's
like to
day.
Me. Kind of sounded like you were saying that,
because it went from like three people like in a banquet hall to then every single party stopping what they're doing and then conversing and hanging out with this kid and then hanging out with Deadpool and Star-Lord, because then Star-Lord ended up showing up too.
Who's Star-Lord?
From Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris Pratt's character.
Oh, right. Okay. So somebody was dressed up like him?
One of her friends showed up really late, and so he ended up coming. So it was Deadpool and Star-Lord. But no one, but some of the kids, like maybe 50% of the kids knew who Star-Lord was, and 50% just didn't know what he was. It was just the guy with the mask that had glowing eyes, and they're just like, Deadpool.
You know, that kind of reminds me of like that whole thing that happened a couple weeks ago with that Florida State wide receiver. There was a bunch of them who were like at some like local middle school, and there was like this autistic kid who apparently like all the kids in the school didn't like him. And he was just sitting all by himself at like a lunch table, and they're hold on. Oh, yeah. Travis Rudolph went and sat next to him and just had lunch with the kid. And like, there's a picture of it that went viral here. Let me see. Let me see if I can't. Copy image location, and then I'm going to post this right her.
I actually kind of felt like that, because then afterwards when I went
that picture, we're basically look at the distance that everybody was away from this little redhead. And so, yeah, Travis Rudolph was just like, hey, man, you want to sit down? And just, you know, just hung out with the kid for however long. And everybody was like, this is the greatest person ever.
Well, he wasn't that great, because they got their fucking ass beat by Louisville.
Louisville treated them like a 63
to 14
autistic stepchild.
Normally, I don't like going too deep into football because I know not everybody watches it. But I'm a big, big Miami Hurricanes fan. So every time FSU loses, it's just wonderful.
Right.
I don't think you understand. We hate them. And they hate us.
They hate you, too.
But the mere fact that, first off, Miami's number 15 now. Let's keep that in mind.
Well, you guys, let's relax, Charger, because it's only two games into the season.
Three.
Yeah, it's three games.
And every game we've won by like 60 or 45. It's been
You're playing directional schools.
Oh, yeah.
And by that, I mean a school that has a direction in the title, like Eastern West Kentucky University.
Hold on. Let me be fair. let's be fair now. Appalachian State, who we beat, almost beat fucking Tennessee. So I don't want to
get they came
Tennessee's
close.
A bottom feeder in the SEC, let's be honest.
But that's a known name. That's it's not like playing against
That's okay, but if that's the biggest thing on you guys' resume and it's only three games in, it's who are you guys playing? What's your schedule?
Our next game's a good one. It's Georgia Tech, and then we play
I said that's not bad.
Yeah, Georgia Tech. Then we play FSU.
Well, okay. Do you guys have any out of conference games that would be like notable?
Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge one.
I think that's
in South Bend or at Miami.
In South Bend, and I think it's the last game of the season.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
So no, I know we have a fucking decent schedule. Let's be fair. And now it doesn't matter because there's a playoff system. So you know what I mean? Like it's not
right. Well, I mean, before it was just the top two got in. Now it's the top four. So it's still you have to have some sort of a strength. You have to be playing somebody for any of this to work. So.
But then that FSU loss, wasn't that like the worst loss in their entire like?
I think it was like it had been like 30 years since they had lost that bet.
It's the most embarrassing one. I know that. And what I do know is that kid, Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for Louisville, that kid's legit, man. He can straight up like it seems like the game's slower for him than anyone else.
You think Heisman potential?
Everybody's yelling that now. But, dude, just seeing what he did to what was ranked number two overall. And FSU, that was an impressive showing for me.
Hey guys, but you know what? At least Miami hasn't had any instances where their college kids has eaten other people's faces.
Hey guys, do I sound okay? Because they're telling me some people are saying that I sound a little low.
You sound good to me.
You sound you could be higher.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure because everything is now changed on the board, and I had to change it on the fly.
Yeah, sorry, we're a little bit late, guys. We had a board
difficulties that were technical.
And then we had a Royce malfunction. And now Marie's dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
okay. Back from the grave again.
So I haven't been on the show in 2 weeks. I was in Las Vegas for 3 days for a business install. And then
desert?
Yep. And then I was in Dayton, Ohio for the last week.
How are the sprinklers doing in Vegas?
The booms, the automated watering, machine systems.
You know, the desert would need sprinkler systems.
It's not sprinklers, Marie. But no, there was this, you know, it was just like the smaller greenhouse that just had money and they didn't want to install it themselves. So I went out there.
With a horse with no name?
Yes. And So I was like on the very south end of Vegas. Like it was technically on Las Vegas Boulevard, which I guess is what's considered the strip, but it was like as far south as you can go. And I was at the South Point Hotel, Casino, Spa, Lounge, Beach, Bathtub, Pool Room, Movie Cabana. Theater, Cabana. And I mean, it was like nice knowing that like you couldn't, you know, you could just go there and not go anywhere else because there's like 18 different restaurants and a shitload of bars and whatnot, all within the same building. Oh, yeah. They let you smoke in there. And I don't know how they figured out the ventilation system, but it doesn't smell like smoke anywhere.
Huh.
On the floor of any of these casinos.
Shut up. You're a smoker. That doesn't count. You become numb to it.
No. Here's the thing. I don't ever, if they ask me smoking or not smoking, I don't like smoking rooms. That's gross. Like, but smoking indoors still feels strange to me because it's been banned in just about every state except for Las Vegas, apparently, and
Texas.
Do you
think it's like entrapment?
Yeah, no. There's some places in Florida where people were. There's a bar in Lakeland where there were people smoking inside. What bar was it? We were just
Linksters?
There.
Linksters.
Yeah.
Your state probably has the same thing as mine, where if you can classify yourself as a cigar bar, quote unquote, where you. I think with our state, I think if 20% of your sales is tobacco, then you can consider yourself a cigar bar and you can smoke indoors.
Oh,
most billiard halls.
Right. So they can get a license as a cigar bar. But I didn't really do shit when I was in Vegas. I didn't gamble. I mean, I think I gambled like, because dude, you sit down at any bar and they have a full like touch screen video poker. Anywhere you go, obviously. I mean, I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know, but I don't know. The last time I gambled when I was in Omaha and I lost $2,000 in one night, I've had a bad taste in my mouth ever since. And so I was like, I don't want to do that because I might get pulled in quicksand again.
I would stop gambling after losing $2. I hate gambling.
Yeah, I think I lost exactly $2 on those video things and that was about it. So, I mean, it was only there for... Like I landed on like a Tuesday and I left like Thursday night. So I was only there for 2 days.
But, my system for gambling, it's whatever I put in. If after a while, if I get back to what I was making or if I make it a couple more dollars above what I put in, then I stop.
Yeah, I thought I was going to do that too, John. And then, yeah, because I started out with just $100. And within, this is a couple of years ago. You guys remember like that long stint that I was in Omaha?
Yeah, I remember.
They had a casino there. Did I tell you? Stop me if I already told you guys the story, but I was there and, you know, just one of these nights, you know, it's Omaha. There's nothing to fucking do. And, you know, school wasn't in sessions. There's no college kids there or anything. So there's nothing fun to do or anything. So I went to the casino a couple times and I sat down at a blackjack table. And it was one of those tables where everybody was awesome. You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody shit talking. Everybody's like, oh, dude, awesome hand. Good play. You know, and they're like, everybody's coaching you up going like, dude, you should double down, you know. And I was on fire for the first hour. I put down 100 and within a half hour, I made $5,000.
Oh, what?
I was stopped.
Wow. Yeah, you stopped there.
I had a hot hand. I'm like, well, who says I can't make this? $10,000. And then I started to like lose, like not all at once. It just started to dwindle. And then I'm like, hold on. What got me the big hand in the beginning was when I was just making reckless bets. That's what, you know, and all the guys at the table was like, oh, yeah, you should hit. Dude, when you put down a big hand, you always win it. You do. You got the hot hand tonight. And so.
Yeah. Listen to the people whose money it's not.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was doing the same thing. Like, you know, you know how it is. Like you start getting a couple drinks in you and you and like five other degenerate drunk guys and everybody's just talking shit and having fun. It was, you know, these are my buddies. And so I lose it all in like a half hour. And then I'm like, and that felt, that was like, fuck. But then again, at the same time, John, I was thinking, okay, I only lost $100. Technically, I only lost $100. I was like, okay.
Oh, by the way, hi,
Jen. Let me up this. And then I got $500. Mm. Same thing happened. Before I knew it, $2,000 was gone.
real quick for the Facebook listeners. Hi, Jenny Castle and Brandon. Thank you for stopping by. If you're in that chat, click the link that I have up there. You go to our main chat and see all our faces. But yeah, Dutch, at 5,000, dude, you got to stop, bro.
Yeah, man.
You got greedy.
That's how much I was up. Well, dude, the night had just started. I'm like, this can only be gravy. Because I was looking at it. I was playing with house money at that point.
You know what's also great? When the night just starts and you're already up $5,000 and then you do something with that $5,000.
Yeah, I know, Marie. You don't think I think about this every day for the last 4 years? Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. That's why I don't gamble anymore. That's the reason why I didn't do it when I was in Vegas, because I was like, I don't want to get sucked into that mire.
You could have done so many things with that $5,000.
I actually have audio from a parallel dimension of you winning.
Oh.
If you would have kept the money. You want to hear it?
Yes.
That was from a parallel dimension where Dutch kept his $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You could have invested that money.
The part about that, though, was like I technically it was only $100 of mine that was part of that. Dude, that's the greatest part. Oh, you know what another thing I noticed is that like. Yeah, so because I wasn't really gambling. I was just kind of like, you know, I was basically hanging out in like they have a whole sports section where they have every game of anything you could possibly imagine. And then they have the lines of betting on all those things right next to that game.
Yeah, I saw that episode of Vegas Vacation.
Were you hanging out with the family, having yourself a party?
Yes.
Were you betting on like Flip Cup and Name That Finger?
And no. War?
I've never seen Vegas Vacation. I don't know. But I was hanging out in the sports section just because, you know, whatever, any sports that we're on. Because
I'm a man.
And I noticed that like just Vegas is a very depressing place.
Yes.
The bartenders hate everyone.
Of course.
Because it's just nothing. They had a few regulars that were like, you know, guys who just came in after work and they knew the bartenders and they were just sitting there shooting the shit. And those are the ones they talked to. Anyone they didn't recognize, it was just like, you know anything?
You think because tourists don't tip?
That, you know, I'm like usually like bartenders like, you know, have some sort of a you know, some sort of like a likability to them. None of these guys. Because
they don't need to. It's
24/7.
Yeah, they don't need to. It's a tourist market, so they don't. Exactly. There's no repeat business.
Hey, Dutch, can I introduce you guys to this new product? And someone told me about it at a party, and they're reminding me now of they listened to our show and they said that we would like this. There's a real commercial. Okay. Have you heard of the My Shiny Heiny?
My no? Shiny Heiny.
Well, sir, get ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, can everybody see it? Has everyone seen it?
Can I ask you a question before you play it?
Yes.
Is this an actual TV ad or is this an internet ad?
This is a real this ad runs on like TV. Like,
this runs on okay.
So daytime. Yeah, like daytime. You know, but usually those daytime TVs in between lawyer commercials.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So basically,
the product is My Shiny Heiny.
That is correct.
Right.
For those that are listening via podcast, just search My Shiny Heiny on YouTube. It'll come up. All right, here you go.
Nothing better than feeling clean and confident. But are you really as clean as you should be? Not unless you've taken care of a very personal area that requires special attention. Stop resorting to one of these options. Now there's a solution. It's My Shiny Heiny.
All right. The My Shiny Heiny, to explain what it... Hold on. Let me explain what it looks like.
It's a butthole toothpick.
Toothpick. It's a toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Yeah.
Yeah. Toothpick. Jesus.
That's how.
When I said toothpick, not like a wooden one. I meant like the actual like dental toothpicks. What do you call those?
Dutch. Let me try to use all of my years of broadcasting history.
There you go.
To try to describe what the shiny.
Please, explain what this is for the listening audience.
It hooks up to your shower. I can't.
Oh, it does?
I believe so.
Oh, that hooks up to the water?
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah, let's play. Yeah, yeah.
So it's an enema hose.
Brush with an ergonomically designed handle to easily
access. It's just a brush. You're right. No water. It's a brush. And, okay, it has a long stick, and it has a bulb shape at the top, and the bulb has, like Marie said, an electric toothbrush, but bigger. Like, think of it the size of your anus is the only way to describe
it.
Well, it
would fit neatly inside of said anus.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's got a pointed tip to it.
So is it kind of like a vegetable brush?
Basically.
Or a pipe cleaner?
Here we go.
My Shiny Heiny comes in 6 colors and includes a suction.
Notice none of the colors are brown.
Well, because that's what it'll be eventually.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Access that difficult to reach spot. My Shiny Heiny comes in 6 colors and includes a suction cup shower holder, so it's always right where you need it.
The poop stays right on the wall.
Yeah.
So they assume that people are going to stick those in the shower. So if anybody who were over as guests, for whatever reason, were to use that bathroom, aren't going to come out of there and be like, what's that thing on your shower? Oh, that's my butthole cleaner.
Well, do you think it's any different using someone else's loofah?
Yeah, but you know what that's for. At least there's like some sort of a hidden thing. That's specifically for a butthole.
Yeah, I guess the thing is with a loofah, after you wipe your butt, then you can still wipe your legs and stuff. So it kind of rubs the shit off. Whereas with this, it's only for your asshole.
It's only for that.
Right.
What about like the in between your toes?
I guess.
Brush is specially designed to reach every fold and wrinkle. Plus, there's a soft silicone brush for fingertip control.
Why would you also need that?
Fold and wrinkle. Okay.
Doesn't the first thing do its job well enough?
The first thing does its job, but I guess for people that are itch, then this is finger. It looks like a thimble that goes on your finger. But
this is for people who are so fat they actually literally have to lift up and like scrub the cheese out between their folds. So
oh God, cheese!
On the edge of the finger thimble thing that this comes with it for free. It has a like rubber little like a rubber toothbrush on it.
Literally, My Shiny Heiny is especially handy if you have a limited range of motion due to age, injury, stiffness,
or fatness.
Or fatness.
We all said the exact same thing.
Of course. Look, Dutch, there's a doctor holding it, so you know it's real.
Of course.
Dr. My Shiny Heiny.
And I know he's a doctor because he has a stethoscope around him and his suit.
You can't just buy those on Amazon.
Hygiene is the first defense against infections and disease. My Shiny Heiny puts unparalleled cleaning power right in your hand. Order My Shiny Heiny now for $19.99 and experience the joy of feeling truly clean. And there's more. My Shiny Heiny Cleansing Cream. Available in 3 fragrances. Remove
lemon, passion fruit, and citrus ginger.
Odors and
I feel
impurities
like citrus ginger would just burn out your e-hole.
Yeah, with
feeling fresh and smelling great all day long. And for a brighter complexion, there's My Shiny Heiny Lightning Cream. The unique container dispenses the perfect dose of this.
Do you want your asshole to look...
Unique container? Looks like every other container I've ever seen.
Do you want your asshole to look like Michael Jackson before he died?
Gentle lighter, which quickly fades
so
dark
you say
skin.
Bleach it.
It bleaches it. I guess it fades dark skin is what it says.
Oh, God.
From fat folds.
All ingredients in our products meet or exceed cosmetic.
Look, Dutch, they're in a fucking laboratory.
Oh, that means it, dude. Scientific.
That's a meth lab.
Science!
We are just fucking, you know, when I watch this, you know, some days I feel like the human race has come so far. But other days when I see commercials like this, I see that, well, we're just monkeys that love the believe anything that's on the television.
Hey, Jim, can you put another butthole underneath that stethoscope?
I need another.
Imagine say, how much research went into it. It's like a brush.
I believe
Marina as a gift.
I believe more research went into this than most things that should.
Marie, now I'm imagining, you know, when you're in chemistry class, they had the slides.
Yeah. Little
you're,
petri
putting
dish?
You're putting an anus.
Well, you have to shave the anus really thin.
And then you put it between the two pieces of glass.
Uh-huh.
And do you think they're doing that to figure out, like, how tough the bristles need to be as far
Dutch!
As, okay, that rubbed through two layers of skin. We can't have that.
Dutch, look at the scientist. One of them's Asian.
She's looking at a butthole. You know she's looking at a shaved butthole on that.
Can we pull it back a little bit. I want to see how they led into this science shot.
Sure, I'll go back a bit.
There we go.
Oh, it was the anus bleaching that led to the... Like, they have to put it under a microscope to see that the bleach worked.
That is a white anus. Science confirms it.
Oh, the lightener, which quickly fades dark skin for a more even tone. All ingredients in our products meet or exceed cosmetic quality standards and are made in
the USA.
Oh,
they're looking at the ingredients, not the buttholes.
The ingredients... Okay.
They meet or exceed standards.
They meet, exceed, or go below expectations. They will do one of those three things.
Yeah, but not all three of them.
Order now and get My Shiny Heine in your choice of color and texture, plus two extra brush heads, the fingertip
Hold
brush.
Up, there's textures?
Yeah, changes? There's textures. Everyone's asshole's different.
Is it like a toothbrush where you have a soft bristle and a hard bristle?
Mm-hmm. I like a hard
From
bristle.
From what it seems like, yeah.
I like mine to be made out of cement.
Shower holder, all for just $19.99.
Oh, that's cheap.
And that's the My Shiny Heine. Is everyone sold?
I don't know why I don't have one.
I'm telling you, dude, if one of us on the show would actually follow through on our dumb product ideas that we come up with every week and sell for $19.99.
Oh, I had a new
Day, I'm sure it's already been invented, but tell me if I'm wrong. Floaties for your sunglasses.
I had a product idea this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah?
Instead of slap bracelets, slap shoes, where you'd step into your shoe and they'd slap around your foot.
It's a good idea, though. We were talking. Think about it. Like,
that's not a good idea.
Listen, Dutch.
This is the worst.
Slap shoes. I mean, one, it's alliteration, so that sells. And two, it's not going to burn the top of your feet slapping it on.
You can probably do it as a sandal.
Exactly. They are sandals.
I see so many injuries coming from this.
No, no, no.
First of all,
it's futuristic.
It needs to be strong enough to withstand, you know, walking.
No, no, no.
So it have to be a really strong metal.
No.
Just be a sandal.
It's a strong base that the straps are made out of slap bracelet material. So when you step in it, it slaps around and hugs your foot.
That's I have one too.
I have a feeling that like the first couple prototypes would be like that of a bear trap where someone just loses their Achilles tendon or something.
Yeah, but it's gonna come in fun colors.
I have one. I have one.
And you can customize them.
I have an idea for one called My Whiskey Dickie, and it's a pulley system for when you have too much whiskey that allows you to have sex.
A pulley system.
Yeah, that's his name. It's a black guy.
Oh, okay.
His name is Pulley System.
His name is Pulley? Pulley System.
It's spelled with a dollar sign, Dutch.
Pulley System Tubbs.
I think if I presented slap shoes to Shark Tank, it would take off.
I don't. You know what? I see what's her face investing in that. The one old bitch who doesn't invest in anything except for the worst things ever.
Because she puts them on
Barbara.
QVC.
Yeah, no. Not her. She's... By the way, I am so attracted to what's her face, Lori. I love her. But no, the old one who I don't think has a penny to her name because she doesn't invest in anything. And when she does, it's like mini popcorn.
What
or
about
ridiculous?
What about I have an idea for a show. It's like Shark Tank, but it's called Shark Skank. All right.
Okay.
And what we do is we feed prostitutes to great white sharks.
I don't know if what network do you think would pick that up?
I mean, Discovery Channel, Shark Week, and all. You would figure, right?
I guess. I mean, how much of the violence are you showing?
Oh, all of it. Uncensored.
You 100%. Think that Discovery is going to go for uncensored
prostitutes?
Well, no.
No nudity.
No nudity?
Just eating them alive.
But you're still showing the violence of them getting ripped apart.
Right, but if we learn anything, violence is fine, nudity is bad.
Listen,
right.
Back to my better idea.
No, short okay. skirts is pretty good.
You know how slap bracelets were sold in 7-Elevens back in the 90s?
Uh-huh.
My slap shoes are also going to be sold in 7-Eleven stores.
In what situation would people not have shoes and need to buy them at a 7-Eleven?
Homeless
people? It's happened to me before.
Homeless people can't afford slap shoes.
It's made out
I've
of
had
slap
it where,
bracelet.
My sandals had like broken in the middle of the night and I had needed shoes because I didn't want to walk around the city barefoot.
Yeah,
yeah, they sell sandals at 7-Elevens.
And if you're in that kind of desperate situation, you're probably not flexible enough to bend over to tie your shoes, hence slap shoes.
Ah. So slap shoes are for people that need shiny heinies.
Yes, actually.
Same demographic.
Yeah, same demo.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that fucking ad is straight up for only fat people.
All right, what about slap pants?
No, that could hit
I don't care. If you're going to have slap shoes, I want slap
that
pants.
That has risk of hitting the dick.
I want slap pants.
You could hit your dick and balls with slap pants.
I'm a libertarian. What
is it, dude? Because slap bracelets were basically made out of, like, just bent, thin metal. Like, what were the pants made out of?
Same thing.
Bent, thin metal?
Bent, thin metal. So you're suggesting we pitch to Shark Tank metal pants.
Well, wait, what happens when you sit down? Because when you undo the snap bracelet, like, it straightens out, but then when you curl it, it like rolls itself up. So would your legs like roll up into
once
your slap
the
pants?
Once the pants have acquired itself to the body, then there's like a Velcro or like a clip system so that they stay attached.
John always goes to a system of pulleys and levers to make our stupid products work.
No, seriously, because then it's like it's adhered in place.
All right, I want to say Miami Mill says, "Wow, Royce, that's ridiculous. Slap shoes are fine, but all of a sudden I bring up slap pants and it's a problem."
I imagine.
Yeah, now you're just getting silly.
I imagine.
What about slap hats?
John has some sort of like industrial pulley system just to get the stupid pants on.
No, it's not a pulley system. It's like, you know, like. Like a twist tie or something, or like
a clip-on thing, like you have in your backpack.
You're referring to the pulley system, to the whiskey dick thing that Royce came up with.
I have an idea. So there's a lot of big, 50% of the country, big gun nuts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Slap guns. So it's a loaded gun. And the only way to fire it.
This is getting ridiculous now.
Is
we're
to
just
slap it.
Slap the thing.
Is to slap the loaded gun on your wrist. And the problem is aiming is tough because it could go anywhere. But you just slap a gun. Slap gun.
How about the slap panini sandwich maker?
I imagine panini sandwiches flying everywhere.
Yeah, basically you get all the ingredients, you put them together, and you basically just like throw it. It's almost like it's actually a bear trap. You throw it into the bear trap and it just clamps down quick.
Listen, guys, I'm going to be honest.
I got another idea.
I invested about $2 million worth in slap bracelets in 1993 and I got to unload this shit.
What about slap condoms?
No.
Oh, my God. I think they had those during the Spanish Inquisition, dude.
Yeah, okay. I think I might actually like that.
It'll give you an instant hard-on, I guess. Ugh.
Does it come with the reservoir tip?
No, but it comes in smiley face.
Yeah, that's good.
And ribbed for her pleasure.
Okay, last one. Slap keyboard. Every time you type, it slaps around your hands.
That's
good?
Not
a good idea.
Not helpful.
Whoa. I got it. Uh-huh. The slap stash. For those that can't, that don't have the time and effort to make a mustache, you just slap it on your face. And boom, you now have a very
dapper mustache.
First of
all, nobody makes mustaches, you grow them. Second of all,
there's people that make mustaches.
What mustache demand is there out there?
Have you been to Soho?
Yeah, have you seen Have you seen Narcos? Pablo Escobar had a big mustache and he was
that
awesome.
Was based in the fucking 70s. Everybody had them back then.
Not everybody. Women didn't.
Yes, they did.
Women didn't.
And if you act now, you get the combination slap stash, slap beard.
That's a lot of slapping on someone's face. I don't think anybody would like that.
Hey, you're going to be, if you want a peacock, you got to get a slap.
How?
That's the tagline.
To all three of you, I don't think any of these things are going to work.
I still think
slap
shoes.
But your gator traps will work. Like, just fill a freaking hole with
obviously
like, industrial grade salt.
On. No, uh-huh. I didn't. Look, it was an idea that I tried to make work and it didn't.
Yeah, but you were convinced that it would work.
It worked one time.
That's
I guess that's true because how many gators do you see in Colorado?
He's scared.
Oh no, I only sold it to one person.
See, Marie's got it. See, boom, slap stash.
slapstick.
So does that thing pull up? Like, how inconvenient are mustaches that you would have to roll them up?
Or how ironic do you want them to be?
Like, okay, this is an inconvenience. Here's what fixes said inconvenience.
It's not an inconvenience. So mustaches can be grown, but can a good mustache be grown? Because now with 2016 hipsters, you got the curly Q mustache on either side that people have to maintain. And our busy lifestyles, who has the time to curl up your
mustache? Unless if you're like
mustache.
A photo model, your mustache is never going to look like the one that you find in like the hipster magazines.
And then, if you are actually going to grow one, you have to commit to being ironic for a very long time. Whereas if you just want to be ironic for one night, okay, never mind. I can see where
so millennials this day and age, they don't have time for that. They're too busy wearing their Toms and drinking cold brew coffee.
What's the difference between this and any other costume mustache you could buy at any store?
This one's not comedic. This one actually looks like an everyday mustache. Like the one that the preacher, like what this guy's wearing. See the dude looking like Pablo Escobar? Now he can look like Salvador Dali.
So, yeah. So the slap stash is not something that slaps to your face. It's actually the slap part is the tail end of each mustache and how much curl you want to make happen.
Okay.
So it could go out straight or it could curl up just like, you know.
The slap stash consists of one side of the mustache being industrial grade spirit glue. So you slap it on your face.
I think that's good to have near someone's face.
No. Spirit glue is actually good. It's for prosthetics and whatnot.
All right. This is a real one, and this isn't a joke. You guys have seen the thing of the new vagina alarm clock that wakes women up to an orgasm, right?
No.
Yep.
Okay. Well, here's the... It's real. Here's a picture of it in the chat. It's called.
So you're supposed to put it in your pussy?
Yeah, it's called Love Mornings.
All right.
Snoozing the alarm clock is something little people do often, blah, 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 blah. The Little Roosters are world's first alarm clock that was made to wake you up by vibrating sensation between your thighs and your vagina. The vibrating alarm clock goes to different
in
functions.
My vagina.
And give you the ability to personalize it to your liking. Their website mentions its ability to snorgasm, a pleasure snooze button.
Nice.
Okay. Well,
that looks like it wouldn't work though, because it's like it's got the wide flap.
Can I bring Dutch? A lady reviewed it. Do you want to hear the review?
Yes.
All right. You ready?
I don't think he's ready.
Put your fucking seatbelt on, bro. And I got to give my mom credit. She sent me this video.
Smells like fish.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Listen. This here Loretta Jenkins, and I'm here to put out a PSA on a consumer.
What?
Is she drunk?
No. Okay. You want to explain what she looks like, Dutch? You want to explain what she looks like?
Did she get her tits done like 2 weeks ago?
Dude, she has to be in her late 50s.
With a brand new boob job.
Brand new boob job. Okay, so she's explaining
she's got her hands in her pants. She's wearing a pink top. Looks like she's wearing some sort of like a strawberry blonde wig. She's been smoking since she was 12. Well, and yeah.
Okay, you ready?
A consumer reported white buyer beware because I'm in pain right now and it'll be a good time for me to talk about it. Okay, here's what happened.
This can't be real.
You know, I can't sleep. I mean, once I fall asleep at night, I go hard to sleep. But so that's why it's hard for me to wake up in the morning. So I always have to sit like a fucking 4 or 5 alarm clocks running around.
Okay, so far I can commiserate with her plight.
Okay.
I was researching, you know, I like to stay smart and on top of things.
Mind you, she has her hand down her pants while she's doing this.
She still has her hands in her pants and she's nipping like crazy.
And I found this thing and it's an alarm clock called a clit o'clock. Duh. Y'all know I was rapping in that shit and a clicking on it.
I didn't know that.
What did she say?
Is there subtitles on this?
No,
know that I was right clicking on that shit.
Okay.
So I ordered the damn thing because it's supposed to wake you up having an orgasm. Well, y'all know from way back, I'm a whore from way back yonder.
She's a whore from way back yonder is my favorite thing a human's ever said.
What is she on, Squidbillies?
I would like to just describe her hair for a moment.
Sure.
So she is a blonde that looks like she bent over to hold a hair blow dryer at the crown of her head and just let her hair dry as it blew down to the crown.
No.
Because it's just encompassing her face. Like, you can tell there's probably a bald spot in the back of her head where all of her hair has been brushed forward.
She looks like she brushed her hair with an Apache helicopter.
Oh, great.
I'm a whore from way back yonder. So, anyway, I said, that's for me. And I ordered the motherfucker. And then once they got here, I was already using it, so I went ahead and peeled it all and set it, look, beside my, like, nightstand over there, so it'd be all ready. See that thing? That go up your clit hole. So
that go up your clit hole.
I had it, like, stretched out in the right position and everything, because I was so drunk. Here's what happened was,
She drinks?
No.
I would never have thought.
The trailer park was having a happen, have a block party, and they invited me over there, and they said, here, eat some of this watermelon. And I said, yeah, I ain't no goddamn eater. And so...
She's,
what the fuck? She had paint. Is it up in her right now?
No,
I can smell her breath through the headphones.
It's like her brain was buffering.
John, do you see the picture in the chat? Or just put the video in the chat room.
She's amazing.
They said, now, low, we got like four butters of it.
Just search clit o'clock orgasm alarm clock if you want to find it.
You know, you can easily just shove this in your butthole and it'll do the same thing for guys.
Is that what you're thinking of, John?
Yeah.
I have a bit for the show for you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I already know where you're going.
You need to buy one of these bad boys.
And have the alarm for every 5 minutes on the show.
Yep. And it go off in your butt.
We got like four butters of real good ass vodka stuck up in this shit. Just get you a straw and suck on this juice. It ain't food. It's liquid. It's a diuretic.
What is she? I'm not even trying to play around.
Watermelon. She's talking about watermelon.
Oh, okay.
Is she even giving a review for this thing anymore? Now?
Basically, was describing how she was. There was watermelon that had very strong alcohol poured inside of a hole cut inside, and then she ate it and she got fucked up.
Okay.
Well, Dutch knows how to translate this because he's been to Eagles games.
He knows exactly what she's saying.
Hey, we don't talk like that.
Okay.
Watermelon's diuretic.
Maybe not the hillbilly part, but the drunk part.
Oh, yeah. I can speak drunk fluently.
I've done that. So I get home. I'm so drunk. Right before I go to sleep, what do? I plug in my clear the clock. The next morning. And all of a sudden, I wake up because I peed a little. You know how...
Oh, God.
She peed a little, guys. Just a little pee.
She pinked a little.
No. She peed.
Is that how she said it?
She peed a little.
I know what she was saying, but how did she actually say it? Pull it back a little bit.
I pinked
a little.
A little.
Okay, I'll go back a bit.
I wake up. Because I peed a little. You know how when you you're so drunk and you wait or shit sometime and you don't even know you done it until you did a little.
How often is she shitting the bed?
No, you know how it is. Okay, yourself because you're drinking so much.
Can I express? I want to express something. I know a lot of people might be listening and thinking this is fake. If you're not looking at the video, but when you watch the video, I think we all agree this is real. There's a couple of reasons why.
This isn't a bit. She's too old to be doing a bit.
She's trying really hard.
She's too old to be doing a bit. Number one, the phone is held in the wrong way. You know what I mean? The phone is set up in the other way, so it's going
vertical.
Up and down.
She's doing that thing where she's trying to enunciate and be
And no logical person would get those kinds of... Because,
boobs?
Look, I love women that have really good fake boobs. But, you know, there's the bad ones, too, right?
Right.
That just look like softballs.
She looks like she went in a time machine and decided to get 1980s technology boobs. You know what I mean? Like,
not
the new, she got a Groupon?
Right. Like, not the good new feeling ones, but, like, the old ones.
You know that you know those, like, when you go on a plane and they have those, like, inflatable vests where you can blow into the tube? I imagine she has to, like, inflate hers, like, with a tube that comes out from underneath her armpit every day.
Derek Cooley on Facebook says that this lady's voice is making me want to pee. Derek, literally search clit o'clock orgasm alarm clock.
Or go to morelikeradio.com.
Go to morelikeradio.com/live. You'll see.
Watch it along with us.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
A little bit in your pants. So when I pee a little bit.
She keeps fiddling with her in her pants. That's
she can't stop grabbing.
I know she can't stop grabbing her vagina.
He said her dick.
I know I said her dick.
Didn't have no time to do nothing. That goddamn thing of liquor cheated it up. my pussy. I was yanking that damn wire out of there. It was made me some damn mad. I looked down there and I just gone.
You know who she sounds like? Remember Boomhauer?
Yes.
In King of the
King
Hill?
King of the Hill.
Right.
That's what she sounds like.
Spent my last $40 what I had saved up, $10 a week for the last month to get. What the hell with that? My foot, I ain't even gonna try to show y'all the shit because it's like fucking ugly as hell, and then that what leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know what I mean? I gotta pay my goddamn light bill.
Can that be a new sound clip?
Please pull that back.
Now?
I want to hear that.
I got it.
Again.
I'm doing it right now.
What am I supposed to do now?
You want that to be the sound clip? Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Let me see what time it. Okay. I'll get it. I'll grab it after the show.
Do you think this is like that? Her dialogue is kind of like from Dick Tracy. If you slow it down, she actually sounds like a normal talking person.
That man is 911. I'm in here. Don't make a little mark, man. Go dig. And it got that gum, that cup out everywhere, man. I don't know, saw Nick, man, run out there. I don't know if he did. Check, man, Jones gonna be come down here.
Sir, you are going to have to speak more slowly. I cannot understand you.
Dang, oh, make low mark.
I couldn't tell the difference.
Please, hailing in that what leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
I need that. Oh, God, I want it in my life.
What am I supposed to do now?
I want it in my life. Dutch,
what am I
get
supposed
that drop.
To do now?
Dutch, your job.
Hold on. She's attempting to say the phrase. Back it up a little bit. I just want to hear just the way she's saying it, and I want to enunciate for the audience. What am I supposed to do now?
What am
comes
I supposed
like
What am I? Okay, no problem, Dutch. I got you. Here we go.
There we go.
I say we get this entire clip, and then we edit it with subtitles.
What am I supposed to do now? You know,
pass
the day
nine. Well, it's great. She ramps up that whole sentence.
I'm like, really passionate. Light bill. You know, when I name my pussy. you know,
her pussy.
I know what I'm gonna do. Hey, y'all know them commercials about Bart Germ? He say
she has her vape pen in her hand now. By the way,
been mistreated. Right. You call him? I'm calling that him, and we suing Clear the Clock.
I'm calling that him.
And we're suing Clit O'Clock.
I think she was referencing a late night lawyer she saw on TV.
By the way, this woman, and no offense.
Why am I the one translating hillbilly? This is weird.
Look, I'm Hispanic. I could speak Spanish, but man, I really have a tough time with hillbilly.
You're the drunk from Philly.
Well, not only that, but I travel so much. I was hanging out with two dudes from Alabama this last week. Two guys who were helping with the last install. One of the guys, they're both black dudes. And they're like, you know, old school homeboys. Like, you know, one of the guy had like the real slow type of Alabama draw. And then I want to talk to like a 35,000-mile-per-minute. Like, dude, he sounded like an auctioneer. And there's multiple times where I was like, Nate, I didn't understand a word that just came out of your face, dude. And the other guy couldn't stop laughing anytime that happened. Because I'm just like, I got nothing from what you just said.
All right.
But for whatever reason, I don't know, which is with the amount of travel, I can understand what she's saying. I don't know.
What am I supposed to do now?
Am I supposed to do now?
No. The now is even more enunciated. Every word got enunciated and higher than the last.
She made now a three-syllable word.
Quite froze it.
What am I supposed to do now?
It's like fucking ugly as hell, and then that what leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Now
you know what I mean? I gotta pay my goddamn light bill.
AAWAO.
I gotta pay the light bill?
Yep. Well, because she electrocuted herself and probably short circuited the
house. I missed that part. Maybe.
The whole neighborhood's power goes out.
Remember when she peed on herself a little?
Sometimes I pee and shit my pants. It happens.
So she's mad that she peed on an electrical device and it shocked her.
Yep.
Okay. Please, hailing in that what leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
I don't care. I'm running into the ground. I can't get over it.
I mean, I gotta pay my goddamn light bill. You know? When I name my pussy.
She saved up $10 a week for a month.
Wow. God. What am I supposed to do now?
want to be poor just so like that's the
you
hardest.
Think she got the tits on layaway or something?
I have no dude. She
would you?
Yeah,
Dutch.
Hold on a second,
Dutch. Would you?
That looks like a new boob job.
Would you?
Would I?
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Not. You asked me 5 years ago. Yeah. No, not now.
Oh no.
Not just dating Kelsey, but I don't know. Like my drive has gone straight to the toilet.
Oh
Jesus, Dutch.
Gee, I thought it was like your self worth went up.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Why don't you go to one of those anti-aging clinics, Dutch, and get that taken care of?
I you don't think I've been talking to doctors?
No, for real. Seriously. They could fix all that shit now.
Anti-Asian clinics?
No. That's a...
You want to go to those, too.
That's a different thing.
Everybody knows how racist I am towards them. So.
No, the anti-Asian clinics is what happened during World War II to Japan.
Oh,
all right, Jesus.
It's true. We rounded them up.
Internment camps. No, we just call them.
Dude, you know what I found out the other day? George Takei, who is alive, was in an internment camp.
My.
He was in an internment camp.
Yes, it was.
It was called Star Trek.
No, you asshole.
My butthole.
A space internment camp.
Whoops.
I think I can do it. Yeah, I was going to say, I think you do a better George Takei than I do.
Everybody does the oh my, though.
Oh my.
Oh my.
All right, let's finish this.
Yes, please.
Because it's like fucking ugly as hell, and then that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know what I mean? I gotta pay my goddamn light bill. You know? And I need my pussy. I know what I'm going to do. Hey, y'all know them commercials about Bart Jerem? He say, you've been mistreated. You call him. I'm calling that him.
Commercials about Black Germany?
I don't know what she's saying. I thought she said germs.
Germ. I think she meant to say those black mold commercials. Like yes. Where people get those diseases and you have
I caught that she was talking about like some sort of like a commercial about like a lawsuits or whatever. But I just caught the whole Black Germany thing. I'm sorry. Keep going.
And then that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Every time you make me pause,
sorry,
I'll skip forward.
So the moral of the end of it is the PSA is don't buy no fucking clear the clock. For real, tell them a lot of says so. I don't care. I don't fucking shit. I don't do it.
Is that what just how it ends?
I need to subscribe to her YouTube page like yesterday.
Was her name Loretta Jones?
I don't think she posted it on YouTube. I think she posted it on her Facebook and somebody uploaded it to YouTube.
I think her name was Loretta Jones.
Yeah, I think you're right.
She's my favorite human being alive right now.
What am I supposed to do now? Oh, God, she's amazing. I love everything about that woman. Holy fuck. She's awesome, dude. She really is awesome. Oh fuck! All right, why don't we go to break, Dutch?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then Mitch and Sherry aren't here, but they did send us so we listen to better music.
Oh, okay.
So we'll play that.
And I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Perfect.
And or play when we get up. So we'll be right back. That's all right,
bye.
More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa the Poopy.
Papa the Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
The Amen.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Okay, Titus, so Carol Doberman will be interviewing you from the studio.
Okay. Good evening, Carol. Carol! Carol, no! Okay, got it. Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow leather, leather.
Oh, okay. So we're scheduled to go on in about 3 minutes, so just sit tight and I'll count you in when we're ready.
Gonna be famous. Gonna be on TV. Gonna be famous, soaring on the wings of my dreams.
I'm joined now by a friend of one of the women, Titus Andromedon. Mr. Andromedon, can you hear me?
I'm gonna be rich, gonna buy a real belt, and burn off my skin tags.
We're having a little trouble with the audio.
Gonna be immortal, gotta date with eternity. Once I am famous, I'll never be alone. I'll have so many friends. My answering machine will need a longer tape.
Moron, you're on the air.
No, 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 no. Oh, Carol. Oh, no. Why? I want to start over. I want to be a baby.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Andromedon?
Don't say my name! And don't show my face! My face!
Yo! Second hour of Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. Coming to you live from MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Easy enough, right? So if you're listening to us on either the podcast, checking out the first time, you're on Royce's Facebook feed, go to morelikeradio.com/live and you can see all of us and you can join in all the chat room and all that happy horseshit. Or if you would like to call the show, our number is 954-573-2780 or hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, and John's Epitome, even though he never... Do you tweet anymore or no?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, shit. You the do? Bass okay. is about oh. to drop. The bass is about to drop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gotta respect the bass.
Gotta respect it, bro.
Let's dance party for a second. I'm going to see them in Red Rock. Floozies.
Oh, I want to see them so bad.
Can we see if we can't figure out an interview with those guys?
There's
only two of them, right?
I really think that we would be able to get them too. I don't think they're that.
Let's try it.
I can figure it out. See, the thing is, you have to say words, and then they say words back, and then you go back with some more.
Well, go back to the words part.
And then,
oh no, not figure out the interview. I mean, figure out how to get them on for one.
Oh,
by the way, can I plug something tomorrow for Hippo Juice?
Sure. Yes.
Sean
make
got
3 seconds or less.
Well, no, it's no.
Sean got a porn star.
What?
We're interviewing a porn star tomorrow.
Oh, we are? Which one?
Yes, I'll hold on. I'm gonna pull it up. I don't want to say the name incorrectly.
The good one.
She's hot.
Does she have a fun name?
Is it Rayleigh Bay?
No, it's not. No, fuck. What is it? come on, Sean, help me out here.
Help me out here, Midge.
Hold on. I should have.
I love how you tease things and don't even have a fucking information to tease.
Is it that or is it a super even better tease?
Because now panicking.
Everybody is on the tip of their tongue.
He's panicking.
Just waiting and waiting.
You douche. How dare you? How dare you tease without information about the tease?
I am just
or he's a super professional and this is called... The long con.
I'm glad you asked. It's Elena Kushka.
Elena, how do you spell that?
I will put it in the chat room and you can click her Twitter so you may see her, sir.
K-O-S-H-K-A.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was mainly wanting the
spelling. Oh, John knows. She's hot, right?
Listeners.
Fuck yeah.
She's super hot.
Elena, let's see. She has what
a nice little
foot.
Nice
she's
little
got a really pretty face.
Ooh, she's got very bright blue eyes.
She's 6 foot tall.
My goodness gracious. That's amazing.
That's right up John's alley.
Yeah, I know.
Are you on for tomorrow, Johnny Pooh?
I'll be on the second hour.
Okay, well, that's the interview's in the second hour, so that's perfect. That works out.
Yay!
Natural boobies.
Yeah. So we're interviewing her tomorrow, and I specifically plan to ask only political debate points about the upcoming presidential debate.
Is this going to be really awkward?
Opposite, it's fucking current year, so I'm treating her with respect. Just because she feels free enough to show her body doesn't mean she's stupid, right?
She's got a hashtag, one layer
hashtag free the nipple.
That's nice.
Hashtag free the nipple, Dutch.
Free the nipple. Is that what her hashtag is?
No,
or
just
yours?
I just whatever. Look,
there's a lot of cat things and a lot of her naked in her Twitter
feed.
She's
very pretty.
That's really all you need on Twitter.
Right. Why aren't I doing that?
And here's her getting a dick. Oh, she's at the bottom.
Here's her getting a dick.
Here's her getting a dick. Mm-hmm. I'm looking through her Twitter now.
A pierced clitoris.
She does.
She does? The pictures I'm looking at, they don't.
Keep scrolling there, buddy.
Oh, there it is.
Whoop, there it is.
It is.
She has a nice vagina.
Just keep scrolling. Just
I like her vagina.
And a nice butthole. A nice butthole.
Nice butthole.
All right, good.
No hemorrhoids. She keeps herself up.
Yeah, she'd. You all know right, what? Well, probably use the shiny hiney.
We haven't had a porn star in a while. This will be fun. So listen tomorrow. Hippo Juice from 7 to 9 Eastern Time here on Moral.
Not since we had that Banger Bros girl in.
Remember her?
Air conditioning play. Yeah, she had fried egg tits.
Yeah, flapjack tits.
Yep.
So yeah, thank you, Sean, for putting. He did a lot of research for us, Dutch.
He does so much work for the show.
He did so much.
My God, she did Tushy. Okay, so Tushy.com is my favorite like series these days. It's anal porn for girls.
Okay, this is perfect. But hold on to tomorrow, because now we have an in to start talking.
Oh God, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Never mind.
What the
we'll
fuck
talk about
is anal porn for girls? What does that mean?
Well, the way it's shot, the acting, you know what I mean? It's like that soft camera light. There's no like, dude, bro, hey, I'm high-fiving you through the camera. Like, you know what I mean? It's like well-produced, you know what I mean? Like X-Art. Like those
is she Russian?
Could be.
Kashka sounds like sounds Russian.
Kashka.
With those nipples, she looks like she's Russian.
She was born in 93. How old does that make her?
24.
23.
That was off.
23. Okay, cool.
Speaking of Twitter, I posted this the other day. Did you guys, this sort of went viral. Last week when the 49ers and the Rams were playing, it was an awful game. It was like 21-0, like midway through the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Harlan, who was calling the radio side of the national broadcast of that game, and then this happened.
Somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat. And a red
this is great.
Takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That was a streaker, right? That's
that
amazing.
Exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call.
Did you hear that? That was amazing.
So bad that he just decided to like do a play-by-play by a guy who just took his shirt off and started running down the field. But here, there's a little bit more here. Listen.
Most exciting thing to happen tonight.
I tell you what, that was a great call on your part. That was a great call. All right, I'm ready for the last 11:31 now, Kevin. Let's go.
Look at the police. They've surrounded this man like he is... like he's just robbed a bank.
I tell you what, he got a whole lap in
he
before
did, yes.
they got him. I mean, that was pretty good. I expected him to go down much sooner.
Yeah. But I hope it was worth it, my friend, because you've got a night in the clink coming up.
Kevin Harlan rules. I love that guy.
I would say it was worth it because now you have that on YouTube forever of this guy calling your streak.
Yeah, exactly. That was me.
You're a fucking legend, actually.
Yeah.
Doing that makes... You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen now, right? Because of this.
What?
More people are going to
More
try.
People, specifically games he's calling, more people are going to try to run on the field.
Try and do it, right. But, I mean, like, that's the reason why they don't show it on TV. And they usually don't talk about it on the TV broadcast, but, you know, Kevin Harlan does he does a lot of TV as well, but at that particular game, he was doing the radio broadcast.
Speaking of, I don't know if you saw South Park this week, Dutch, but...
It was great.
They solved the national anthem thing.
Well, actually, J.J. Abrams did.
Yes.
They love combining things, don't they?
Yes. They solved it, and it was brilliant, and no one ever thought of it, but you know what? Let me see if I can find the clip.
It was genius.
The backstory is that J.J. Abrams rebooted they asked J.J. Abrams, since he's fixed all these failing franchises,
right,
to reboot the national anthem. That way, you know, it's a more
palpable.
Yeah, for this like day and age or whatever.
But what was great how they set it up was they were standing at the gates of his mansion and they're screaming into a bullhorn trying to talk to him. You see the silhouette of him in a window, and he next to him, he had like this flashlight system. And the guy goes, one light for yes, two lights for no. And then he flipped the one light and everyone went nuts because he was going to do the national anthem.
Was there anything that South Park can't fix?
Member berries.
Oh, God, that was... Dutch, you gotta. I mean, I know I showed you some. You gotta fucking.
I mean, you guys showed me a lot of episodes when we were out in Branson, and I enjoyed every single one of them. So.
Hey, Riz, you remember Star Wars? Come on, you remember? Remember Wookiees? Hey, you remember Stormtroopers? Remember when marriage was only dealt with a woman and a man? Come on, you remember?
So, yeah. Anyway, I can't find it, but. Basically, J.J. Abrams rebooted it by saying this is the same national anthem, but it doesn't matter whether you sit, stand, or kneel. And that's it. That fixes it.
Yeah, so they said at the beginning, please rise or kneel or whatever.
Or whatever. And all Colin Kaepernick was doing, because they showed him, was standing and sitting and sitting. He didn't know what to do.
Right.
It's very good. It was a really good season. It just continued from last season. The show was fucking amazing.
And then the presidential elections, it was between a turd sandwich and a giant douche.
Oh, also plug Punchy and Hammy show, which is on More Like Radio and on.
Are those two idiots back together again?
Well, they do the wrestling show, which is on More Like Radio and Brains Through Wrestling, and they do a show after South Park called Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home.
Oh, so they reconcile their fatness?
No, I don't know about. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Well, in that they both lost a lot of weight, I suppose they did.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, what the hell?
Between those two, they've lost 3 full people.
All right.
Come on, Wendy. Women are funny. Get over it.
How about you, Red? What you got? What you got for me, Red?
Oh, God. Cartman was fucking making fun of women. It's just, they don't give a fuck, and I think that's what makes him so great. But I do have I can pull up Sherry and Mitch sent us so we listen to better music, unless you have something else.
No, I was just going to yell about the whole new iPhone, about the
Jack. Do that. Give me a second. So I can pull up the video on you. That'll give me a second.
So, Cakes, do you know that the new iPhone 7 doesn't have a headphone jack?
Yeah, because I guess it's all Bluetooth and whatever.
Yeah,
it's
you know how, like, whenever you get, like, an iPhone, they always have, like, a pair of headphones or whatever. They give you a pair of Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah, they're probably really crappy and they can't fit in your ear.
I'm sure. I mean, as soon as they die, then you have to like go out and buy more. Well, there's also like some sort of an adapter that you can plug into the bottom or whatever. But my thing is that like, does anybody here think Steve Jobs would allow what's happening to happen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think so, because even when Steve Jobs was alive, Apple's always been a company that's taken risk on their own, like FireWire. Remember, that was supposed to replace USB, and it didn't. And then all Apple stuff just had FireWire, and they thought people were going to change with them, and they didn't. But, I don't think so. And here's the problem. Like, there's people that are mad at the phone that I'm friends with that are love Apple. Like, they're, like, stand in line for it. And even people like that, who always defend them, are like, what the fuck is this shit? This is stupid. Because like
what
you said,
the purpose of not allowing it takes up no room. So like, what are they saving by not having
it? It makes it more waterproof, I believe. I honestly believe that's their reasoning.
Well, yeah, no, like, that's not true, because you still got all those holes in the actual housing that can moisture can get into.
Well, no,
so
but
it's
I
not...
think I think this one's water resistant to a point. But anyway, I don't look. Then it does come with an adapter where you can't plug your headphones in. But you want to know why that's a problem?
It doesn't come with that.
No, because you can't charge.
No,
one or the other.
You have to buy it.
No, it does come with the adapter. It does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. What it doesn't come with are the AirPods, which call them AirBuds, which. If Marie, if you could pull up a picture of the AirPods.
I thought they did come with the Bluetooth headphones. That's what
no,
I was
they reading. Don't come with the Bluetooth headphones. I do not believe. And if they do,
that'd be pretty expensive.
They're $156 for the headphones.
What?
$100.
And here's another thing too with Bluetooth. I have a pair.
Got it.
Anything that has a battery.
No, that's AirBud, not AirBud. AirPods.
That's a dog, honey. No, that's not right.
I don't know.
Any of these Bluetooth things. I have one right here. Look, I'm holding up to the camera. This thing has a 3-hour battery life. You're listening to music the whole time.
Oh, that's the LG, right?
I don't know what brand it is. IQ Sound.
Oh, whatever. I have very similar ones. Those things rule.
Yeah, 3-hour battery life. That doesn't even last.
How much were they? How much were they?
These ones?
Mine were like $30.
Mine would be $30.
$30 versus. By the way, the AirPods or the AirBuds. Look, Marie put them in there. The problem with those is that they can fall out. Like when you're working out and stuff, or running or something.
Yeah, getting
like,
sweaty.
You know, or getting sweaty too. Like, and that's the thing. I already have to charge my phone. I don't want to have to remember to charge my AirBuds.
You remember?
Right. Wait, hold on. Do you have to plug each one individually because they're not connected?
Oh my God! Look at the subwoofer.
Look at the fake thing they made for the AirPods. Look at now with a convenient concealable subwoofer. It's a butt plug.
That's great.
But yeah, it comes with an adapter where you could plug your regular headphones in. But the problem with that is, Dutch, is that adapter takes.
See, I was reading that they didn't have that, so that's different.
Well, I think that they do, but Hammy, call in. You know about this shit. He's a fucking iPhone freak. My point is that when you plug in, if you use the adapter to use your headphones, you lose your charging port. So if you're someone who has a jack in your car for your audio, and then you want to charge your phone at the same time, you can't.
Right.
You can only you can't charge your phone and listen to your headphones. And it's just another little thing that, let's say it comes with it, Dutch. Let's pretend I'm right. Maybe who knows? There's no way to know. I guess someone could Google it. But even if it does come with it, it's a little thing that you're going to lose, and then you have to buy it, and only Apple makes it.
Right.
So it's like, look, I get, and again, I don't care what phone people get. I really don't care. My problem with Apple is not the product. I'm sure they make great product. My problem with Apple is the cult-like following, you know, yes. Like, that's where I'm like,
it's not the company. It's the people who buy it.
It's right. The Giorno.
Yeah, I don't really have an issue with Apple. Look, man, listen, the reason we're doing something called a podcast is because of Apple.
Yep.
Because right. That was made just for iPod. So, you know, and again, iTunes is huge and a lot of people.
Technically,
listen to
we're an internet
there.
Radio station.
I would like to consider that's what we are.
Yeah, but also
but we also record our shows that are available for podcasts. We are not a podcast.
We're jacks of all offs, I believe, is what it's
called. I kind of like that. Here's the thing. Yeah. I have the iPhone 6. I don't like it. Reason being, it's too goddamn big. I can't reach. And I have decent sized hands. If I ever get gloves, I always have to get large. But even I, in one hand, I can't reach all the shit on my phone in one hand. That was the reason why Steve Jobs was always yelling and screaming about, no, it has to work in one hand. And that's the reason why I love my 4 so much, but it didn't support 4G. So that's why I upgraded this.
Hammy says they will sound exactly like the regular headphones. I heard them, zero improvement over the stock earpods. So they don't even sound better.
It's not the sound part. It's just the look is what they're going for. But the fact is, when you have a 3-hour battery on any of these things, that's not a full day at the airport, plane ride, and getting off into your rental car and or cab. And that's where I was looking at, because I just think about like my life, like the way I do my business when I was away for the last 2 shows because I was traveling, and the amount of times that I spent with that, what saves me is knowing that I don't have to find a charge port to listen to music and or talk radio shows on my phone.
And also, Dutch, I think we're getting to the point where, the diminishing returns as far as technology goes. I still have an S5, and that's like 2 generations old. Maristo has a Note 3. And honestly, if you keep it updated, there's nothing that you need something newer for.
I actually keep it what's updated.
She does.
I wish my iPhone 4, which is half the size of this goddamn thing, had 4G, and I would definitely still keep that. I'm not even lying. Because I don't watch movies on it. I don't need it to be huge, but
it's going
to
be huge.
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 I don't know. It's just...
Look, my point is that do you know how many people that... Do you know who you're really pissing off is all those people that bought the expensive Beats headphones or the, you know what I mean? Like those that like to plug it in. And again, I know for a fact runners runners are mad more than anybody else because they're like, dude,
they're really tired. They're tired. They're running all
and
the time.
They're like, they can't wear the Bluetooth headphones because they sweat so much that it would fuck them up. So they like wearing the regular headphones.
Not really because
I have Bluetooth headphones, but they actually go in the ear and they go around they actually hang around the outside of my ear.
That's exactly what I'm holding up, John. I don't know if you can see the camera, but my thing goes around the neck and you get the microphone here, and then you basically have the individual things that kind of loop up and you can put them in your ears.
Dutch, I have the same one, but my point
is... it's the battery. That's the point.
It's not, my thing is I'm talking about... Like my buddy or Joe, he runs like 7 miles. I'm talking long. You're pouring.
That you made out with?
Yeah, the pouring sweat. Those things will get fucked up. And again, it's something else you have to remember to plug in. Like that's the problem. It's like, all right, I have to plug in my earbuds, and I got to fucking plug in my phone. And it's like, I get it. And people are always gonna love Apple, and they're gonna buy it anyway, which is whatever, great for them. But at this point, man. I mean, right now, Samsungs are exploding.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, Hammy just posted a link. They came out with an iPhone SE, one big step for small. They basically have, it's like an iPhone 6, but 4 inches. That's what I need.
Well, why don't you get that?
I'm going to tomorrow. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, hamster.
That's pretty cool.
That's exactly what I want. I just wanted something a little bit smaller because I can't. And their whole thing was, okay, well, to get to it, all you have to do is double tap it and everything gets dropped down. Fuck you.
Do you realize you just got excited for the SE the same way people got excited for Coke Classic after they went to like Crystal Pepsi for
Is that what it sounded like? Like, no,
gonna,
I just want a smaller phone
out,
that supports LGT.
We're going to give you what you want, then we're going to take it away, then we're going to bring it back.
So you have to buy it again.
And you're going to be so excited.
Marie's right. That's a very good point. It's like, hey, you know how much you love that thing? Guess what? You could buy it again.
We brought it back.
A keynote speech on this.
Hey, caller.
Hi, caller.
This guy
who's
looks
this?
Like a nerd.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Hammy.
Hey, Hammy.
First off, you're welcome, Dutch. They make a 4-inch iPhone with the iPhone 6 technology.
Okay, so let's see, March 21st. When is it available, or is it already out?
It's already out.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
And as far as the AirPods go, I've heard them. They sound exactly the same as the AirPods. So if you heard those shitty little headphones, you basically heard the AirPods, except they're wired, and the AirPods, Apple claims, will last about 5 to 6 hours. So look for them to last about 4 hours tops. They take about two to three hours to charge. The only thing positive about these wireless earphones is they are very easily connectable to your iPhone, but they only work with your iPhone. They don't, as far as I know, they don't work with any other phone.
Well, hold on. Let me. Then why would you buy those instead of buying just a Bluetooth, any Bluetooth one?
That you could connect to anything.
Like,
yeah.
There's really good.
Because,
go ahead.
I'll tell you why. Because Apple wants you to buy only their tech, and they're notorious for this.
Yeah, but my point is, you could still, even if, let's say I get an iPhone 7, I could still use my current Bluetooth headphones, though. Those still work, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's not terrible, but my point is okay, here's a question, Hammy. Are you going to get it?
The iPhone 7?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to
get it. See, even with all the complaints, Apple people will always get it.
Just from the whole headphone jack thing alone, I'm never getting that.
You have to have the latest one.
The thing is, I really thought about it, and depending on what the new Nexuses look like, I'm probably going to either get the new Nexus or the new iPhone 7 Plus. The only thing is, unlike everyone here, I have a Mac, and Macs do not work at all with Androids at all. I can't sync anything. Nothing works.
Yeah, God
even
forbid. God
apps,
forbid.
Nothing works.
God forbid Apple make it work, huh?
Right, because they just work. But I tried the wireless AirPods at the local Apple store, and they fell out of my ears within 30 seconds. They're horrible. They're garbage. I do not recommend them. The only thing that is likable about them is they come in this little pouch or whatever, and as soon as you open it near your phone, they automatically connect via Bluetooth, which is kind of cool.
Right.
But still, anyone can just go into settings.
Yeah, that's a one-time, like, hey, that's cool, and then there it is.
It's convenience, but, you know, anyone can, and you can still buy regular Bluetooth headphones.
All right. Well, thank you, Hammy.
I will say this, though. The iPhone 7 Plus camera is the best smartphone camera I've ever seen. It is as good as people say it is. It's phenomenal.
And at least it's not exploding like the new Samsung, right?
Nope. It does not have the exploding battery feature like the Note 7.
Yeah, but you have to pay extra for that. If you want the exploding battery, Apple's going to charge you.
Right, or you could just install the new operating system on your old phone and it destroys it and you have to reset it, not speaking of personal experience.
Jesus, well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks, Hammy. Appreciate it, bud.
No problem, guys.
Later, dude.
Good night.
Yeah, no, Kelsey had one of the newer, the Samsung Edge.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Where you could see it on the Edge. You could never see anything on the side of it.
You know what I call
and,
that?
And everybody's like always yelling about how the camera quality is like good. It's only good if you upload it to your computer. If you try to send a video or a picture through text message with a Samsung, it's dog shit garbage flip phone type quality.
Oh, by the way, can I say that I got into the 21st century, Dutch, and I have a Snapchat now. And if people want to add me, it's Hippo Juice.
Get off my lawn. I'm old man shit right now. No, I'm not doing Snapchat.
I said the same
Snapchat's
thing.
Snapchat's fun. It's almost like Dub Smash.
It's not fun.
It's pretty fun.
Dub Smash can suck my dick, too.
Oh, my God. I love Dub Smash.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm going to send you dubs after the break.
Why are we looking at somebody's bare belly?
Well, because this is the next segment. We listen to better music. Mitch and Sherry sent Caswell No Selfie Control.
Oh, Caswell, that's the ice cream shop guy.
Yep, ready? New video, No Selfie Control. I'm excited.
I hope this song is good.
Up a letter to a fan.
Remember, no pausing. That's the rule.
Right. We should comment as we go.
Oh, he's putting the phone on the fan. Possibly for a selfie.
Or trying to get those miles in for Pokemon Go.
What is happening?
Seems right. This seems like what's happening with the world.
He's walking around with like a camera in front of him.
And then it's like cutaways to like Instagram looking filters.
He looks like Justin Timberlake's retarded brother.
I mean, well, for the listeners who may not remember when we first discovered this gem, he's very flaming gay, and he's fairly large in the gay community as far as music goes.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of like the beat.
This has kind of a Zoolander type feel to it.
Yeah.
He's giving the pouty lips.
He's for real, though.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
There's a lot of hot buff dudes in this video.
That's why I'm saying it has a Zoolander feel to it.
You know what I love is the deep lyrics.
Yeah, I really love that it has like a double meaning to it. Like you enjoy it on multiple levels.
Water. That's a waterbed.
Oh my god. I kind of love him. You know what?
He's punking us. I think he's trolling everybody right now.
This guy's kind of awesome. All by myself, feeling sexy on my satin sheets in my own bedroom. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, it's too bad no one can see how nice I look. And then I think, oh wait, actually, you know, I think they can. I love him, Dutch.
Oh no!
We've been obsessed with Caswell
for a while, man.
No, but my point is, in this video, I believe he's self-aware, and that makes me happy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
He's doing a troll job.
Yeah, dude, that was too funny. You know what I mean?
Right. I think Marie's right. He's pulling a Zoolander bit.
Yeah.
Hashtag no selfie control.
I am going to do that every time I post a selfie. Now I'm going to put hashtag no selfie control.
Well, that's all he was going for.
Yeah, he's trying to make that hashtag Twitter or trend. Sorry.
How many views does this video have?
Almost a million.
Almost a million.
Yeah, no, Kels and I were driving to, remember how I told you guys a couple weeks ago? That we were going to like her grandparents, you know, birthday, whatever. We're listening to music on the way up. And the Caswell ice cream song just came up on like randomly on her phone. I'm like, why do you have this? It's like, oh, because I listened to that show you guys when you were talking about it. And no. I downloaded it.
That song's the No Selfie Control song is in my head. Oh, Marie, by the way, she was excited that they're selling Harry Potter's home.
Oh, yeah. Well, like his childhood home, not like the castle.
Obviously not Hogwarts.
But like the original Harry Potter.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me Hogwarts doesn't exist?
Harry, don't. Marie, we promise
you weren't going to. It exists in Orlando.
We promise we weren't going to tell him until he grew up.
It's based off of Edinburgh Castle in Scotland.
So it's not a real thing.
Well, I mean, Edinburgh
in Scotland, it is.
I'm so mad at everybody right now.
I've been
Dutch has been running into walls at train stations for years.
I thought he was just drunk.
I really hurt myself. My nose used to not look like this.
What I'm going to do now? Oh, fuck. Apparently, yeah, they're selling the home that they use as a childhood home. How much are they selling it for?
Probably in pounds, maybe.
I didn't say what kind of...
Stones! They're selling it for stones.
It's no, on the market. Hey, if you have $619,000, you could buy it right now.
Oh.
That's it?
That's not bad.
How much is that in Quatloos?
I don't know what Quatloos are.
Neither do I.
All How right. much is it in Quaaludes, though?
They don't make those anymore.
Exactly. Probably like one Quaalude could buy the house.
By the way, did everybody see Jimmy Kimmel troll everybody at the Emmys?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the Emmys took place not too long ago. Our boy John Oliver got like best variety show.
So look at what Jimmy Kimmel did, and I respect him for this. This is hilarious. This is... During the Emmys, here we go. Let me turn it up.
Please. Didn't he troll like Matt Damon for not winning something?
No, check this out. Check this out.
Jimmy Kimmel drops one awkward joke, but also makes a sweet gesture at the Emmys.
Ladies and gentlemen, four-time Emmy Award winner, Dr. Bill Cosby.
He's not really here. I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
Awesome.
You should have looked. First off, when they said Dr. Bill Cosby, nobody clapped. Everybody looked at each other.
Like,
it was real. Let me see if I can find the.
Please tell me this isn't real.
Let me see if I can find the original.
That's great.
Jimmy Kimmel Bill
Especially
Cosby.
When you have the girl who's the VO person saying it. That's actually great.
I got no selfie control. God damn it.
Aww.
I don't know if I could find the.
Yeah. I mean. What would you do if somebody was like, Bill Cosby, everyone? Like, I wouldn't know how to react either.
That's
like,
pretty fucking funny, though, right?
Like,
throw Jell-O at him.
Great.
Maybe? In the event that you have it in your pocket.
It is pretty fucking funny, though. I got no selfie control right now, Dutch. I can't. The song's in my head. It's fucking me up now. God
yeah,
damn
he,
it.
Yeah, he did say it
a
lot.
You know what that song's a ripoff of, though, by the way? Is that Daft Punk song.
Oh, it did sound Daft Punk.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Dude, it's you know. We're up all night to get some. We're all lucky.
I'm not going to play
it. It's the exact same.
Holy
He's a complete hack.
Yeah, I won't play it because I know YouTube does not love Daft
just
Punk.
Just shut down the internet right. If you play Daft Punk.
It will.
Turn it
it's
off.
The you know what? Me just singing that right there, we probably are going to have to overdub this entire video.
Yeah, just because you sang that.
Just because I sang.
Because you have perfect pitch. Get lucky.
I do. Thank you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Are you guys upset about Brangelina breaking up?
So sad.
I'm upset that we're not talking about Corey Feldman's song that he did on the Today Show.
Oh, my God. That was so awkward.
No, hold on. Is this real?
Oh, yes. No. This is 100%
I've never heard
real.
About this, but I'm already cringing just hearing the word Corey Feldman and song in the same
Why?
Sentence.
Was How about oof? Corey Feldman's song and oh, actual dancers?
You're going to make me listen to it.
Did you see it, Marie?
No.
Oh, you haven't I seen did. It, huh?
They have dancers?
No. They have dancers and oh. all of the... Yeah.
The Corey Feldman dancers?
You'll see.
I'm trying to find
Is
the video.
Angels?
Yeah, they're dressed up like
he's
angels from Party City.
That on that fucking celebrity wife swap episode.
Corey Feldman was the Corey from what?
There's
Goonies.
Corey Haim. Also, what was that Haim. Vampire movie? Did I say Haim? I meant Haim.
Yeah.
Haim's dead. And Feldman got molested
Lost
by
Boys.
Jackson. Lost Boys. That's what they're most known for. And there were a bunch of movies back in the 80s. Really bad, cheesy, like, you know.
Got it. Goonies, movie. Gremlins, Lost Boys.
Haim is the
dead. He was the voice of Michelangelo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He's the not dead Corey. All right. Here is... Yeah. Corey Feldman performs Go For It live on the Today Show.
If you grew up in the 80s, right here, then you may have had some Corey Feldman posters on your walls.
He looks like angels.
Right here. His name is synonymous with the decade. Movies like The Goonies, Stand By Me, License to Drive. He's always had a passion for singing.
He's dressed like he's playing Assassin's Creed.
You, 10 years in the making. It's called.
I thought he was in Kid Robot. Or
just a moment, Corey. Good morning,
Mr. Robot.
Good
morning. Yeah,
whatever. The Angelica. I see it all around me.
Yeah, his entire band is a bunch of women dressed like angels.
The angels are here. I don't like this interaction.
No, you know, it's all actually the whole theme of the album is good versus evil, heaven versus hell, all that sort of thing. So. They're angelic, and if you look actually at the artwork on the album, you'll see that it's me trying to crawl out of a fiery pit, and it's the
angels.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, yeah, you see him crawling out of a fiery pit, bro?
I like that they made the iPhone horizontal, however, it was a square shape. It was a square image. That's fucking bothering me.
Oh, today's show sucks.
That's why I created Corey's Angels, as a way to help girls who are like, kind of lost and needed to find their way to get their opportunities. Their
yeah, just, you know, like lost girls, like I put my penis inside of girls who are like, you know, 6.5 at best.
Yeah, you know, like wayward souls that need a good dickin'.
Four dedications, one to my grandfather, one to Corey Haim, one to Michael Jackson, Majestic, who was also a friend of Michael's.
So there's going to be some MJ moves coming here in a minute.
Does it kind of come
no
a little
MJ
bit?
Moves. No, yeah, no! It's kind of a similar style of dance because we grew up dancing together. So he was my idol, obviously, and a lot of my influences.
If you have that feeling, it's about to go down in here.
Can we get to it?
I also have it. Relieving. Let's do this. We're
gonna go. Are you ready, everybody? Oh, you have. It has. The fun hasn't started yet.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
I'm not gonna like this.
Everyone, watch.
You're gonna love it. I already love it.
Look how he's dancing, Dutch. He's flying like a bird.
Oh no, he's dancing too. Don't dance.
Stop if the
dancing.
Room could have be a music video, this would be it.
How do you like his dance moves?
He's trying to dubstep. They try to beat you down. They put you on the ground. They leave you lying there. They're broken out and make a sound. Don't notice them. They check your life again. Make you pick from my sister. Nobody notice them. Just when you think it's all over. No hope in life, so what you gonna do? Every shot has an exposure. So what have you got to lose? We got nothing to lose, so baby, baby, let's go for it. Come on, let's go for it. We got nothing to lose, so baby, did he pay those women $20 to do this?
Probably. And headshots.
They look like that they went to Party City for their outfits.
What I said earlier.
Did you say it? I'm sorry. Party City!
I'm uncomfortable.
Why, Dutch,
it's
just gonna, go.
It's going to get more uncomfortable.
Dutch, just go for it. You can't say it.
I know he can't.
But he thinks he can't.
Did no one ever tell him he wasn't good?
This is the byproduct of being a child star and no one telling you no. Or telling you that you're an asshole. Or just shut up.
Yep.
This is the product of everyone's a winner. What? This is what happened.
What? Turn it up? Go for it.
He's doing Michael Jackson move. That's all he's doing.
Oh no!
Here comes a rapper.
Who is this?
Oh no! Wait a minute. Is that the guy that made It's Friday?
No, racist. It just looks like him.
No, because he's just like Friday. He interjected himself into every song that he produced, and it's just a shitty quality of the video.
Oh. He's
no.
He's dressed exactly like Michael Jackson. He's doing everything Michael Jackson.
No.
He was definitely molested by Michael Jackson.
No.
Everybody knows that, and he even said it.
Someone get his mother to bop him on the nose and say, no,
He's in his 40s.
Didn't he end up like crying because people were bullying him about how like horrible this song was?
The guest in the chat room's right. Hopefully Corey doesn't get you booted off of YouTube.
Oh, jeez.
That would be amazing. If they had a... Dude.
That would be worth it, actually.
That would be worth it.
Just go for it, Corey.
Hey, I got nothing.
That was painful, dude.
I thought it was good.
It was a generic dubstep beat and his awful voice.
It would be all right if he could sing.
By awful, did you mean angelic?
No, Royce. If I meant angelic, I would have said that.
Marie, you think
I'm mad at you for making me listen to that.
Marie, what did you think? Did you like it?
I loved it.
See, Marie, like John, did you like it?
I liked it, but if he would have been able, if he could sing, I probably would have loved it.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah,
as a terribly written song, terrible. There was no melody, dude. That I'm mad. How is that guy still alive? Why isn't somebody like beating him up yet? Like, how does he still have money? Like, what? How does someone who is, I was saying earlier, that's what the everybody's a winner culture produces. That. How does he still? Who produced that? Who allowed him to be on the show? Who booked him on the show?
Well, apparently both Pink and Kesha are defending his performance.
Really? What did they say?
Oh,
I posted
performance
the,
or the song?
I posted the article in our chat from the Billboard.com site.
Farticle?
Yeah. Yeah. Last Friday, September 16th, Corey Feldman delivered a rather unique morning performance on the Today Show. The performance was so odd, it sparked a frenzy of commentary on social media, much of which has been overwhelmingly negative. While Pink was among the first and few to speak out in support of
I actually
Feldman,
have audio of Pink saying it.
Kesha has now followed in their footsteps.
I have audio of Pink. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Yeah.
What leave me like, well, what my Pasadena name?
So, I do have that.
Okay.
I thought Kesha was.
I actually have audio for the rest of the world.
Okay, can I hear it?
Thing sucks.
No, I don't think that's the rest of the world. I think that's.
Rodney, he sucks.
Oh my God.
Thing sucks.
Following the backlash, Feldman posted a now deleted Facebook Live video of himself describing how the hurtful comments made him feel. We just wanted to tell everybody that it's been really painful, he said. We can't get out of bed right now. We're petrified to go out.
Hold on. Is there any way to find that video, please?
No,
because I've been searching. I couldn't find it.
I know
it's
been... If somebody had to have, like, you know, screen captured or something.
Oh, I have it. Hold on. I found it. I'm sorry,
but we just wanted the world to know we're really freaked out over this, and it's really not fair.
I found it.
Yesterday night.
Aw, damn it.
Hold on. What Pink said was... Well, I love you at Corey Feldman. I know how much it takes to get up there, do your thing, keep your head up, and know that you are loved. She didn't say the performance was good. She just said,
don't kill yourself.
That sucked and everybody's trashing you. I know that you need a friend right now. That's all she was saying.
I think I found, did I find about the Facebook video? Hold on, let me see what this is. Give me a sec. Corey Feldman cries in a Facebook Live video. Do they have a Facebook video? No. No. I did not. Is this it? Hold on. Here it is. I got it.
Corey and Courtney again. Well, it's been an interesting weekend. We wanted to come back on and talk to
his
you guys
face
about
looks like a chia pet
yesterday and our feelings Botox. Over the whole weekend, but yesterday
actually it looks more like a puffer fish.
He
looks like a Make-A-Wish kid in this video.
Made that post and we only left it up for a few hours because you know, we felt that people were maybe seeing it the wrong way, seeing it as a form of weakness. It wasn't necessarily a form of weakness. It was a form of me wanting to show people that I'm human and that we're human and that we bleed and we cry and we have feelings just like everybody else. And when you're amidst a bunch of really negative, awful things being said...
Oh, wait, he's addressing the video, you know, that he deleted from what it sounds like,
react.
No?
Like, yeah. That's just part of being human.
Maybe he's going to start crying
so,
again.
So just to show you that we're not that weird... We feel just like everybody else.
Don't try to defend, though. We're not that
now
weird.
Now that we've had some time to reflect on all of this, I think we've come up with a few things that...
In this video, he looks like...
He's so uncomfortable, dude. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm so cringing right now.
In this video, he looks like Lou Diamond Phillips got an autoimmune disease.
We want to say a little bit more cohesively and not with such emotional upheaval.
Those are some big words.
So first off,
trying to sound intelligent by stringing large sentences together, dude. It's just...
Jump in if you want to say anything too, but
yeah,
we just like.
Oh no! Listen to how she talks.
Let's hear this rocket scientist.
All the people who really love us. If you really want to show your love and your support,
you do.
Please
I don't know.
Continue buying the album.
About so much.
I got it.
It really meant coaster for.
Jump in if you want to say anything.
Here
too,
I got it.
But...
There
you go. Yeah, we just like. It's just been like an emotional roller coaster for both of us, and you.
I go to school.
I gotta...
such awful things are being said about somebody that you love and you care about so much. It really messes with your head. And
do
so
they
I'm
not
just
know
trying...
what the internet is?
I've been trying to keep positive and keep strong.
I go to school.
They don't get it, Marie. You're right. They don't know how the internet works. Do they not understand that this is going to make it worse?
You know what they? You know what they're acting like? They're acting like aliens trying really hard to pretend to be people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, hello, other human friend. I will dance for you now.
This is what Southern California will do to you after a certain amount of time.
It's like they've only logged on to GeoCities in 1998.
Stopped right there.
And was like,
oh my God.
The internet's a safe place, guys.
I logged into my AOL today, and I was very saddened by the news.
For this guy right here, because he needs it. And
is that just, the wife?
I mean, she's hot.
We're no, not wife. Well, I think.
My wife.
Angel.
Be positive and show the world that, you know, we're not going anywhere anytime soon. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Don't care. No one cares about your existence. That's the worst part. Is that people.
Well, you don't like Corey Feldman, bro?
Everybody. Dude, there was a stretch where he was one of the bigger movie stars out there.
I guess Dutch didn't want to go for it.
No one gives a shit about your existence or your attempt to get back into it. So when people go, you're a boob for trying to do music, just shut up and be like, I didn't do this. You thin-skinned piece of shit fag. Ugh.
Oh,
and that's an appropriate time to use that word, by the way.
Yes. Dutch is just mad because I beat him in fantasy by one point.
No,
that here's what was the biggest amount of horse shit I've
want to say.
Oh, he sent me. Then he sends me a message of like one point. I sent him back a gif of a party. I'm like, yep, popping bottles over here.
it was a party of Snoop Dogg going, yeah, what, yeah, man?
What do you want, dog?
Dickhead.
Concisely, we would like to say thank you. We would like to say thank you to everybody. Thank you so much, so much. For all my beautiful fans.
You're right. It's Botox.
Friends. Sorry, we got interrupted there. Technical difficulty. Anyway.
He edited the video?
Yeah, he edited the video. What's wrong?
Oh, my God. So something happened. He clipped it together, but it's still a 8-minute video.
I won't play the whole thing.
Or will I?
What an entitled douche.
To the beautiful fans and beautiful
friends. I want to know where he gets his money from. How does he sell money? Does he have, like, the best investment banker ever?
Maybe.
Because I'm sure he probably made a lot of money, you know, in the 80s from, but then that was like back when movie contracts weren't as exorbitant as they are now.
Maybe stocks.
I'm assuming he probably had a really good ear, you know, investment lawyer or something. Because how does he still have money to do anything? He hasn't been relevant in 3 decades.
His net worth is $3 million.
He hasn't been relevant since 1994. Was that the last movie?
Yeah, it was National Lampoon's Last Resort.
Well, he was playing himself in that, though.
Yes.
So I'm talking about a legit movie where he was considered like a real actor. The
National
80s,
Lampoon's
right?
Last Resort. Well, he gets paid himself.
It's not a whatever. My point being is he hasn't been relevant in 3 decades. How does he still have money? But yeah, it has to be investment.
I mean, they have about how much he got. Look, he got paid for these movies. Intrusion, Disconnected, he got paid $349,000. Body High, $284,000. He gets paid, you know, he gets paid a good amount for each movie. I mean, maybe, he, you know what?
He has a good agent.
Maybe he just doesn't fucking spend it frivolously, you know? I mean, he's
well,
all right.
Yeah, look at how much money he saved on those costumes.
Yeah, you know what, Dutch? Sometimes you just got to go for it.
Go for it. Go for it.
Don't like you. Yeah, other people were tweeting about it. Patton Oswalt tweeted, so Corey Feldman, the Loch Ness Monster, and birthism are all trending. And yep, there goes the trumpet of Gabriel going to start drinking.
By the way, can I say this? Patton Oswalt won an Emmy for his latest stand-up special. And his picture of him after the Emmys is him sitting at an Arby's with the Emmy on the table.
It's hilarious.
It's very funny. Like
It looks like it should be an album cover. Seriously.
I find Patton Oswalt very funny. I mean, he's liberal, but he's one of those rare liberals that actually makes points.
He has a great voice.
When he argues
too.
Things. Like, dude, I think he's hilarious. He's very funny.
Great delivery.
So good for him.
There's the picture, and he's holding a bottle of Jameson.
Good for him.
How great's that picture?
Very funny.
Yep.
He looks so disturbed.
That's album cover.
He just has a thousand-yard stare like, what do I do now?
That's hilarious.
I think that look is like the I just peaked look. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's funny. By the way, Dutch, watch Narcos. Very good.
Josh Gad tweeted about the whole Corey Feldman thing. I saw Corey Feldman trending and prayed that it was an announcement for Goonies 2. Sadly, it wasn't.
Oh,
oh, fuck him.
All right. I think it's about time for us to wrap up. I think we made up our time from the beginning.
We did. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go for it.
You know what, Dutch? We went for it.
I'm not doing it.
Go for it.
There should be like a collaboration of go for it and just do it.
Like what?
Go like, do it.
like clash them together. Like clash the Shia LaBeouf motivational
just
video.
Do it.
Yeah. With go for it.
I don't have that, but sorry, that's the first thing I saw. Cakesy, how are you better than everybody?
I'm better than everybody because I can go to a 8-year-old's birthday party dressed up like a superhero and not be hauled away in handcuffs.
Marie?
I'm better than you because slap shoes.
Royce?
I was going to say I'm better than you, but I just read I'm sadder than you because Comcast plans to launch a wireless service next year. Comcast plans to launch a cell phone service in the middle of next year. So,
yep, never doing that. Never.
So they're going to go bankrupt.
Ever again, they can go fuck themselves. Comcast can suck my asshole.
I agree.
Have you tried rebooting your phone?
Thank you, Juanita. LaQuisha, LaQuinta.
Oh, he knows my name!
And I'm better than you because I was able to go to Vegas for 3 days and not gamble more than $2.
You went to that sinner's town and got yourself some prostitutes.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Damn it. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Speaking of prostitutes, not that she's a prostitute. She does an honest living. We're going to have, what's her name? Elena Koshka? Elena Koshka on Hippo Juice tomorrow. We haven't talked to a porn star in a long time, so this might get very weird or interesting or even insightful. She might be brilliant. We may not even know it. So must
special
listen for you.
Why are you talking like she might not be?
I don't know. She might be brilliant. Like, have you ever heard Aza Akira talk?
Is that a
ninja? She's a smart, funny girl.
Is that a ninja?
Aza Akira, what?
Asa. A-S-A Akira. She's the Asian chick that takes it in the ass a lot. She's super hot.
Yep. I will all be right. Looking that up tonight.
Tomorrow.
You
so
know who she is. She's like one of the biggest porn stars ever. Anyways, she's brilliant and funny. But she might be that way. I don't know. We'll find out. Hippo Juice, 7 to 9, morelikeradio.com. Anything else, you guys?
Yep.
Pass the day 9.
We'll see you guys. Dutch and Royce.